For more examples of sparsity, go to the All Tech blog. That's at npr.org/alltech. After nearly 6 years and 121 episodes, the TV thriller Lost is over.
The finale aired on ABC last night. Michelle, I may be the only person in America who did not watch it. I'm really out of the loop on this one.
Well, I don't watch the show regularly, so Lost would explain my state of mind since I only watched the last 10 minutes. But there are a group of Lost bloggers and podcasters who have spent the last few years absolutely obsessing over the show.
And we wondered, what are they going to do now with all of their free time?
Well, we asked the father and son duo who host the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack.
Here are Jack and Jay Gladfelter.
So many people have asked us to do a Lost rewatch, and it's like, well, you know, all right, we'll do a Lost rewatch.
And we're going to go back and watch the series from the beginning to the end. We're going to discuss it and kind of look at the entire show.
And after I do the Lost rewatch, then I'm going to watch it just for myself. And
your re-rewatch.
My re-rewatch, just for me.
The Washington Post has its own blogging duo. Jen Chaney and Liz Kelly write about Lost for the blog Celebritology.
And although they blog about other shows, they say there's nothing quite like Lost.
I like Modern Family and I love Glee, but they don't have the same kind of rich mythology that Lost had. And that show just also happened to strike at the right moment in terms of internet culture, in terms of social media. Going online is as much a part of the show as watching the show itself.
Right, and because of the rabid nature of the Lost fan community, I don't see this dissipating. So I think as the discussion continues over the next month, we're going to continue to cover the show, even if there aren't new episodes, if there are new revelations, new theories that make sense, we're going to stay on top of it.
So much for free time. These bloggers and podcasters are still stuck on the island.